Accessible Instructional Materials and Higher Education Act. Until a market-driven solution for accessible instructional materials is achieved, blind college students will be denied access to critical course content. Technology has fundamentally changed the education system. The scope of instructional materials used at institutions of higher education has expanded. Curricular content comes in digital books, PDFs, web pages, etc., and most of this content is delivered through digital databases, learning management systems, and applications. The print word is inherently inaccessible to students with disabilities, but technology offers the opportunity to expand the circle of participation. Studies have found that, of the 6.5 million students with disabilities in grades K through 12, the number who go on to pursue post-secondary education is growing. Blind students are facing insurmountable barriers to education. Instead of fulfilling the promise of equal access, technology has created more problems than the print word ever did. Data shows that students with disabilities face a variety of challenges, including matriculation and college completion failure, solely because, in the absence of clear accessibility guidelines, colleges and universities are sticking with the ad hoc accommodations model. Currently, schools deploy inaccessible technology and then modify another version for blind students, usually weeks or even months into class, creating a separate but equal landscape with nearly impenetrable barriers. With only an 18% employment rate, compared to 65% among people without disabilities, students with disabilities should not be denied access by the innovations that could have ensured full participation. Institutions of higher education need help to identify accessible material and comply with non-discrimination laws. Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act and Titles 2 and 3 of the Americans with Disabilities Act require schools to provide equal access, and in 2010, the U.S. Departments of Justice and Education clarified that the use of inaccessible technology is prohibited under these laws. In the 6 years since, over a dozen institutions have faced legal action for using inaccessible technology, and complaints are on the rise. Most litigation ends with a commitment from the school to embrace accessibility, but that commitment does little in a vast, uncoordinated higher education market. Accessibility solutions are available, but guidelines are sorely needed to stimulate the market. The Accessible Instructional Materials in Higher Education Act will bring together people with disabilities and the higher education, publishing, tech developing, and manufacturing communities to develop a stakeholder-driven solution to the issue of inaccessible instructional materials. With input from all relevant stakeholder communities, mainstream accessible instructional materials can be achieved, benefiting both institutions of higher education and the students with disabilities that aim to serve. Accessible Instructional Materials in Higher Education Act develops accessibility guidelines for instructional materials used in post-secondary education. A purpose-based commission is tasked with developing accessible criteria for instructional materials and the delivery systems, technologies, used to access those materials. Additionally, the commission is tasked with developing an annotated list of existing national and international standards so that schools and developers can identify what makes a product usable by the blind. Provides incentive for institutions of higher education to follow the guidelines. Institutions of higher education that use only technology that conforms with the guidelines will be deemed in compliance with the provisions of Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act and Titles 2 and 3 of the Americans with Disabilities Act that pertain to schools' use of technology. For those instances in which accessible technology is simply not yet available, instances that will continue to diminish in frequency as accessible instructional materials become more mainstream, there is a limited safe harbor protection for institutions that otherwise adhere to existing disability law, as well as some additional requirements, as described in the Aim High Act. Offers flexibility for schools while reiterating that pre-existing obligations still apply. Colleges and universities are permitted to use material that does not conform to the guidelines as long as equal access laws are still honored. Conformity with the Aim High guidelines is only one path to compliance. Schools can pursue a different path, but will forfeit the safe harbor legal protection. Remove barriers to equality in the classroom. Co-sponsor Accessible Instructional Materials in Higher Education Act. To co-sponsor in the House of Representatives, contact Otto Katt, Legislative Fellow, Congressman Phil Rowe, Republican, Tennessee. Phone 202-225-6356. Email otto.katt@mail.house.gov. For more information, contact Gabe Cazares, Government Affairs Specialist, National Federation of the Blind, Phone 410-659-9314, extension 2206. Email gcazares@nfb.org. For more information, visit www.nfb.org/AIM_HE.